Okay. I would like to call the December 7th meeting of the Pacifica National Board to order. And Madam Secretary, would you please take the roll?
Grace Aaron,
here.
Nia Bediako,
present.
Evelyn Bethune, Evelyn. Carolyn Burden,
present.
AC Bird,
present.
Kathy Davis, Kathy. Zakai Free,
yes, here.
Thank you. Sherry Gendelman.
Mm-hmm.
Ambrose Lane. Ambrose?
He'll be on later, he said.
Oh, thank you. Mike Martin? Mike? Effie Nwangaza?
Present.
Margaret Prescott?
Here.
Sarv Randhawa? Sarv? George Reiter?
Here.
Rob Robinson? Rob? Jamie Ross?
Here.
Wendy Schroll?
Here.
Bonnie Simmons?
Here.
Lori Taguma? Lori? Jack Van Aken?
Here.
Joe Wanzala?
Here.
Yasha Manaka?
Here.
Lonnie Hicks?
Here.
Dan Siegel. Is Dan Siegel here?
No. Somebody joined after you started the roll, and I'm wondering who that was.
It's David Beaton. I'm one of the affiliate candidates.
Okay. David, I think we're going to call you when we're ready for that part of the meeting, if that's all right, and if you could provide a number where we can get back to you.
Okay.
Might not want to give it online.
All right. Have you been in email contact with Jack?
Yes, I have.
Can you send him the number if you haven't done so already?
All right, I'll send Jack the phone number to reach me at. Thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay. Has everybody gotten the agenda?
Yes.
Okay. So the next item is approval of the agenda.
Ms. George?
Go ahead, George.
I'd like to move the turnaround firm proposal from where it is at the moment to behind the ED job description. And the thinking there is we have two people who are going to be speaking to the proposal, Jan Glick and Marnie Gutierrez, and I'd like the board to get a chance to hear what they have to say and make sure it doesn't get lost in the shuffle of the other things that need to be done.
Second.
Hi, it's Kat.
Who seconded
you? This is Joe. Joe is on second.
Okay.
And Kathy.
You're seconding the motion, Kathy?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I was just announcing my arrival.
All right. Thank you. Nia, did you want to be on the stack?
Yes, please.
Okay. I just wanted everybody, I sent out, I intended to include the discussion of the loan in the financial update and sent it out after the agenda, which has been posted on the KPF website for several weeks. Okay, Nia, you're on the stack.
Okay, that was going to be one thing. And the other thing is, Madam Chair, could we assign minutes to these items?
Mm-hmm.
You want me to quote out each one?
Margaret for the stack.
And Yosh for the stack.
Okay.
Point of order?
Yes.
We should decide on the motion that's on the floor first, and then we can...
Well, that's what they're on the stack for, I think. Okay. Or am I mistaken? Are you on...
I'm the stack to speak to that motion.
Okay.
I'm not on the... Okay. I'm on something else.
All right. So, Margaret.
Yeah, I am concerned that just in terms of the agenda, that the financial update, including the turnaround proposal from the work group, severance, et cetera, that we really deal with a financial update prior to addressing the, you know, the particular group that was just mentioned for a turnaround.
Okay.
You know, I think it makes sense for us to have a sense of the finances before we have go into discussion with a consultant.
This is Grace. I'd like to be on the stack. Go ahead, Grace. Okay, I'd like to call the question on this agenda suggestion.
Okay, is there any objection to calling the question on the first proposed modification to the agenda? Okay. Hearing none, Madam Secretary, this is to modify the agenda by...
This is Kathy. Can you please read the motion?
George simply proposed, not a motion, he simply proposed amending the agenda to move the discussion of the turnaround firm proposal after... the ED job to the top of the agenda.
Okay.
Okay. Madam Secretary.
All right. Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Nia Bediaco?
No.
Evelyn Bethune? Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
AC Bird?
No.
Kathy Davis?
Pass.
Zakai Free?
No.
Sherry, Ambrose Lane is not here. Mike Martin? Effie Nwangaza?
Yes.
Margaret Prescott?
No.
Sarah Vandawald? George Reiter?
Yes.
Rob Robinson? Jamie Ross?
Yes.
Wendy Schroll?
Yes.
Bonnie Simmons?
Nope.
Laurie Taguma?
No.
Jack Van Aken?
No.
Joe Wanzala?
Yes.
Yasha Manaka?
Yes.
Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Sorry?
Yes.
Yes. I have 9 yes and 7 no.
Okay, so it's moved to the agenda. Any other, it's moved after the ED job description. Any other amendments?
Yes. Ms. Yosh.
And, okay, go ahead.
Yes, I'd like to move item number 8, at least the way I numbered it, which is... it's labeled January in-person meeting in Los Angeles, and that's not been decided. I think we need to decide that. I'd like to move that to immediately after the affiliate PNB director election.
Second.
Who was that, please?
I'm sorry, this is Joe Gonzalez.
Thank you.
Okay, any discussion of that? Okay.
Yeah, I'd like to know what is the rationale behind that.
Shall I answer?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, yes, the rationale is that we are in December, and we only have a few weeks left before the end of the month, and the bylaws require us to hold 4 in-persons in the calendar year. We did have the bylaw amendment, BA number 3, which would have allowed the PNB to cancel the fourth in person. Unfortunately, that bylaw amendment did not pass, and therefore the bylaws require us to meet in December, or at least have a fourth in person by the end of December. And somehow people are assuming that we're not going to meet in December, and instead we're going to meet in January, which is a different calendar year. That's the rationale.
Well, the fact of the matter is that has conditions changed since we held a meeting in October? And I'd like to have the Lonnie to address that question. Do we have the money for this?
Well, it's only proposing moving it up on the agenda. We're not discussing the underlying wisdom of it.
Okay. All right.
Move to call the question.
Second.
Is there any objection? Okay. Hearing none, Madam Secretary.
Yes. Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Nia Bediaco.
Yes.
Evelyn Bethune. Carolyn Burden.
Yes.
A.C. Bird.
No.
Kathy Davis.
Yes.
Rakai Free.
Yes.
Ambrose Lane. Mike Martin. Effie Nwangaza.
Yes.
Margaret Prescott. Margaret? Hello?
Pass.
Asar Brandawa. George Reiter.
Yes.
Rob Robinson. Jamie Ross.
Yes. Yes.
Wendy Schroll.
No.
Bonnie Simmons.
No.
This is Rob Robinson.
Yes. How do you vote, Rob?
I'm sorry. I just came in.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Sorry. Lori Taguma. Lori? Jack Van Aken?
Yes.
Joe Gonzalo?
Yes.
Yasha Manaka?
Yes. Ms. Prescott.
Margaret, you
abstain.
Abstain. Okay. 11 in favor, 3 no, and 1 abstention.
Okay. Any other modifications to the agenda?
Oh, it's Bonnie to stack.
Go ahead, Bonnie.
Is the GM's turnaround proposal that we were sent part of the discussion of the turnaround proposal that on the agenda?
Yes.
That will be discussed?
Yes. Not fully, but it will be discussed.
Then it is not necessary to include it?
I did send around that second email immediately after this one, and it should be a subcategory of the finances.
Point of order.
Point of order.
The item that's been on the agenda for several weeks of turnaround specialists doesn't have anything to do with the item that we just got a couple of hours ago. I don't think it is indeed the same thing. We haven't had time to even study that.
Yeah.
Madam Chair, it's Bonnie again.
Go ahead, Bonnie.
It would seem to me, having not had all the time in the world to apprise this, but it seems to me that it has everything to do with that item, and that we need to consider a way to look at both of these things before we are voting on a turnaround firm because the general managers and the director of the archives have worked together on this document is also an outline for a turnaround.
Mm-hmm. Prior to the meeting, I was contacted by George Ryder, who had suggested moving the turnaround item up, and also just he was going to make a proposal, whether or not he still intends to delay any consideration until there can be a fully presented and full discussion of the turnaround plan from the general managers as well. So, since
I guess I'm just saying, you know, that it's not the same thing that was on the agenda. I don't know if when we talk about it that I would object to talking about it. I mean, I think we need to talk about it, but it's not the same item that was on the agenda. That's all, I guess.
You see us, Jack.
Go ahead, Thea.
I want to join Wendy in her observation and to point out that while it was sent out 2 hours ago, I haven't had an opportunity to view it at all, and I don't think that I'm peculiar in that position. So I think that it is important to recognize that it is not a part of what we have been discussing for weeks as a turnaround proposal.
Okay, I have been debriefing with this board for the last several weeks about the regular meetings with the GMs. I've told the board that they were going to submit their own proposal for a turnaround plan. They met over the weekend. They met several days and hours last week. Whether or not we have the opportunity to fully consider their plan today, it is, in fact, within the category of the finances of the network and how they propose, what their proposal is in terms of fundraising, programming, audience, structure, etc. So,
Carolyn,
Margaret Stack.
Carolyn, Margaret.
Yes, with all due respect, Madam Chair, 2 hours is really not enough to look at the plan. WBAI's plan wasn't even included in that. And it's a little complex, and it's
not the full plan.
Well, whatever. Well, all the more reason then perhaps to postpone it and send it back until we get a full plan and see it complete and discuss it in that context. But I think it's I would like to postpone discussion of the general manager's plan until after we've had time to consider it and we have gotten the full plan.
Well, the full plan will be ready. The full plan will be ready by the first week of January. The general managers are scheduling a meeting to have pages and pages of documents ready, but wanted it to be in final form. So it's, I think, you know, very difficult for the board to consider finally the plan of the turnaround without considering a plan developed and proposed. And that you've been informed has been going on for the last 6 weeks or 7 weeks before deciding on which might, if either, would be appropriate for the well-being of the foundation.
This
is Grace. And Margaret, you're next on the stack.
I'd like to be on the stack, Grace.
Sorry, you're all talking over each other, so I can't hear anything.
Other than Margaret, would like to be on the stack.
Go ahead, Margaret.
Yeah, I would really like to to the board. I possibly see how we could address a plan from an outside agency that will be rather expensive item given the fiscal crisis that the foundation is in before we actually look at what our GMs are doing and have begun to do at no additional cost. I mean, you know, it is listeners' money that we're talking about, and there's a lot of concern, at least certainly at KPFK, on the part of listeners and staff. It's very controversial, this idea of hiring an outside consultancy. So I would really hope I don't think I quite believe that members of the board would want to move on hiring of a consultancy and consider that without first addressing and looking at what the GMs have put forward.
Sherry, this is Jamie. I have a point of information.
Yes, go ahead, Jamie.
Yeah, I'm confused as to why we're talking about this now. I mean,
right.
Can't people bring up these points when this agenda item comes up?
Yes.
You're right. The only thing that we were voting on was to move up the interview of the, or the discussion of the turnaround term, the report back from that subcommittee. So, you're right. We're just talking about the agenda. So, Grace and Afia, unless your comments go to the agenda itself, as opposed to the content of talking about it.
This is Grace. I was just going to call the question on it.
Okay, great. Is there any objection to calling the question?
On what?
On moving, did we do it already? Moving the.
We already did it.
Okay, all right. So are there any other modifications to the agenda?
Yes, George.
Go ahead, George.
I wanted to put two agenda items on that were unfinished business from the last meeting.
Okay.
One was a motion I had proposed to have 5 minutes of acknowledgement as a regular part of our meetings. And the other was a motion that I believe Zakai put on, which was to consider the status of one of the people at TFW who appears to be a elected official.
Okay. Any objection to adding those to the bottom of the agenda?
I want to hear that last one again, please.
This is the motion was to consider the status of someone at TFW who is on the LSB and appears to be an elected official.
Well, I don't see how that could be done without going back to the LSB.
This is just an agenda item. I'm suggesting it was on last year. I'm sorry. It was on at the last meeting. I just want it to be put back on the agenda.
Well, my objection to that is that this is a matter that was acted on by the LSB, and there's no reason, even if you wanted to overturn the LSB, you would still need to go back to the LSB, as I understand the bylaws. So therefore, there's no reason why that should even be brought up, except to say, to direct the LSB, if you wish, to reconsider the motion.
That would be there's one possibility.
No rationale for doing that, even.
The rationale is very simple, which is that if, in fact, this person is an elected official, the bylaws are very clear that he shouldn't be on the LSB. And the LSB is not... Finish, please. The LSB is not...
The person is not an elected official. I don't want to take more time in dealing with that now.
AC,
I think, sir.
AC, it's at the bottom of the agenda. We can vote it up or down right now.
Yes.
Does somebody want to call the question on this, or is there further discussion?
The question is to put it on the agenda.
Mm-hmm. One second.
Okay,
Madam
Chair.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm saying that it doesn't belong on the agenda, and the reason I'm saying that is because this matter has been addressed by the LSB, and someone is alleging that there was an elected official. Well, there's no evidence to that effect, and we went through the process of looking at that question.
Madam Chair.
There's no evidence of that whatsoever.
Okay.
So, you know, it's just like anybody can come up with a disagreement they wish to be brought to the board.
AC, at this point, we can only add it, vote it up or down to put it on the agenda, and then your comments would be appropriate should we get to it tonight, okay? Madam Secretary?
Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Mia Bediaco.
Pass.
Did you say pass?
Yes, I'm sorry, Donna. Pass.
Mm-hmm. Evelyn Bethune. Carolyn Burden.
Yes.
A.C. Bird.
No.
Kathy Davis.
Yes.
Sakai Free.
Yes.
Ambrose Lane. Mike Martin.
No.
Effie Nwangaza.
Yes.
Margaret Prescott. Margaret. Saul Randawa. George Reiter.
Yes.
Rob Robinson.
No.
Jamie Ross.
Yes.
Wendy Schroll.
Yes.
Bonnie Simmons.
Pass. Sorry, I had to leave the room for a minute. Pass for a second.
Okay. Lori Taguma.
No.
Jack Van Aken.
Yes.
Joe Wanzala.
Yes.
Yasha Manaka.
Yes.
Back up
oh,
to
we
Nia.
Have a pass here from Bonnie Simmons.
And
sorry.
From Nia.
Wait, is there another before me?
Yeah, Nia passed.
Nia?
No.
Nia says no. And Bonnie?
I'll vote yes.
Yes. That's 12 yes. 5 no.
Okay. Any other proposed modifications to the agenda?
Yes, Carolyn on the session.
This is George. Just a comment.
George.
I had proposed that there would be two items put on. One was the acknowledgement, and I don't know whether that vote was on both or just the second. But anyway, I'd like them both on there.
Is there any objection to the adding to an agenda 5 minutes of total 5 minutes of comment from the entire board of acknowledgement? Okay. To add that to the agenda to discuss it. What?
I'm not clear what happened with Yosha's motion. If you don't mind reminding me of what the outcome of that motion was.
About the January meeting?
Yes.
It was moved to after the affiliates.
Thank
director's
you.
Election. Be helpful to listen.
I beg your pardon?
So are there any other modifications to the
yes,
agenda?
Yes, Carolyn here on the agenda.
Go ahead, Carolyn.
Yes, I'd like to, I sent a motion through earlier. The Elections Committee had passed a brief motion, which was...
It's on there.
Oh, it's on here?
Mm-hmm. It just somehow when I sent it out again, it got
I don't
collapsed into the... Well, look at the agenda. It's on there, but it got collapsed into the with along with the Nadra Foster thing.
I don't see... That either. I'm perhaps I have an earlier edition. Where is this?
I sent it out today.
Oh, Elections Committee Nadra Foster. That's all I see.
Uh-huh.
Is it after that? Perhaps?
That's it. No, Nadra Foster. It's the Election Committee recommendations, and then Nadra is a separate item.
Oh, I see. I'm sorry. Okay.
Okay.
So thank you so much.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay. Any other modifications?
Just one, George.
Go ahead, George.
I'd like to move the Audit Committee whistleblower policy right after financial update, basically because of urgency. I sure don't want to miss the financial update, and it seems to me that the whistleblower policy is something which we have longer-term interest. So I propose just moving it down one to after the financial update, the severance for national, the two subsections of the financial update, which are still there.
What? I didn't understand that at all.
I'm sorry. The financial update has two subsections. I'm proposing to move this after we finished our
yeah, Margaret, I got cut off. I'm back.
Our discussion of the financial update, put the whistleblower. Yeah.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion on that? Okay. Any objection? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
So moved. Yosh.
Second.
Any objection to approving the agenda as amended? Okay, hearing none. So, the next item, we wanted to give minutes. So, the next item on the agenda is the ED job description. The approval of the minutes, right, sorry.
Madam Chair, it's Bonnie. I have a comment.
Yes.
Item 7.
Of the minutes?
Yes, requesting that all GMs present plans for improving listenership at their respective stations by the end of 2008.
Mm-hmm.
That is not the motion that we voted on. The motion we voted on is 2.5 pages long.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to be included in the minutes.
Okay. So would you propose continuing the approval of the minutes until the next PMB meeting?
I would propose that we adjust the minutes so that the information is correct.
Okay. Any other comments on that?
Yeah, excuse me, this is Rob. Is this the resolution from the programming committee?
Correct.
And what is the problem?
The problem is that the minutes don't have the motion in them. I was just suggesting that since the vote is shown, that it should actually have the text of the motions in the minutes.
The text has been provided to everyone in the PNB. I don't understand the problem.
Because the law requires that the language of the motion be included when the...
Yeah, I just think that if it's posted somewhere, they ought to actually have the language of the motions that were passed.
And again, the language...
Okay, enough cross conversations here, guys. If you want to be on the stack, let me know. Afia?
I move that Rob forward a complete copy of the motion to the secretary and that they be appended to the minutes as currently presented.
Second.
Yes? Any comment?
Second.
It's been seconded.
Okay.
Any further comments on the approval of the minutes?
This is George.
Go ahead, George.
There was a motion at the end of this meeting, I believe, which encouraged people to respond to the request for information from the people who were interested in a proposal for a turnaround. And I don't see that on here at all.
I'm sorry, what?
There was a motion passed at the end of the meeting,
mm-hmm.
which requested that the GMs and everyone else, basically, who was contacted by the people who were putting forward a proposal for a turnaround, that they would respond if it didn't violate, of course, retaining confidentiality. So we discussed that for some time, and it was passed, but it isn't here at all.
Well, in the introduction to the comments for the GM's proposal, none of them were contacted except Lem, who called back and then wasn't contacted again.
That may be the case, but that we're talking here about the question of what should be in the minutes, and that was a motion that was passed,
okay.
And it's not in the minutes.
Okay. All right. Donna?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I don't know. I don't remember. So I don't know how I missed it.
Point of information, Madam Chair, is Nia.
Yeah. Point of information.
Yeah. Jonah Miller just notified our secretary that
mm-hmm.
she could go back to the archives.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe she could go back and listen to that, and if it's there, to just add it in just so we could move this along.
Okay.
Yes. I think that's the way to do it.
Okay.
My apologies.
It's
okay.
No problem.
Thank you very much for getting us minutes so promptly. I appreciate it.
She usually gets them back to me in 48 hours, so.
That's amazing.
okay. I entertain a motion now for the minutes to be approved with the caveat that there will be, that added to them will be the actual language of the motion, and also that the motion in regards to the conversations between and about, between the turnaround firms be added to the minutes as well.
So moved, Nia.
Second, Isia.
Any objection? Hearing none. Okay, minutes are approved. The next item on our agenda is the ED job description. Jack?
Okay, I sent out about 3 hours ago an email with the subject line ED job description draft, which contains two documents. This is the third time that they've been sent out. The document that I think we will gain most benefit from referring to, and I thank my friend Rob Robinson for suggesting a side-by-side comparison with the old job description, as that document is entitled ED Job Desk Side-by-Side PDF. I hope everybody can refer to that. There's another document which is just the draft recommended by the Personnel Committee. The question, what are the highlights that distinguish the Personnel Committee draft from the job description that's currently on file? The answer to that is that the overall theme really is just one of fine-tuning. I don't think that the executive director job description is changed radically in this draft beyond the clarification of the Houston-approved reporting structure between the CFO, ED, and the National Board, which we have discussed at length and I hope finalized. In the side-by-side comparison, there are a number of highlighted boxes which point out every single change from the job description that was approved in November of 2007, which was around the time of Nicole's hire, I believe. So that was the job description that she was hired under the first time. The current draft, if members want to go through it point by point, I'm happy to do that. There are, let's see, alphabetically, they go up to getting to, say there's up to T, so there's about 20. I'm not sure exactly what letter that is. If we want to do that, I'm happy to do that. If members are so trusting that they would like to approve this as written, I'm not sure I recommend that. But I'm not sure I want to launch into a point-by-point elaboration unless the body's ready to do that. So, Madam Chair, could you get a sense? Do people want to go through every single item here?
Okay. Has everyone read the job description? Has anyone not read the job description? Okay.
Well, if people have read it and they're happy, that's great. But if you have concerns or if you don't feel prepared to vote on this, you better say something now.
This is Kathy on the stack.
Go ahead, Kathy.
I'm personally prepared to vote on this, but I do have one question. I don't have the side-by-side in front of me. And I know that last week we passed the programming committee motion
that had one statement regarding the job description. I don't remember what that was. Perhaps Rob can remind us what that was, because that would need to be added to whatever it is that we vote on.
Jack?
Yeah, Kathy is absolutely correct, and thank you so much for reminding us of that. We did vote to add something to the ED job description, but that action is now approved. There's also a recommendation on number B in the side-by-side, which states that the personnel committee is recommending that the next ED hire have a 90-day probationary period. I think if there's a vote to approve this document in its entirety, the change in the programming committee motion that's already been approved will have to be included, and also that there will also be approval of a 90-day probationary period for the next ED hire.
Okay. Any other comments? Okay. I would, if there are no other comments, I would entertain a motion to approve.
Oh, Sherry?
Yes.
Hi, I was talking away. I thought I was off mute.
Okay, Wendy.
I don't know that it needs to be in the job description that it's a 90-day probationary period. I mean, that's something that the PMB can just tell any... I don't think it was ever included before. If that's what's holding up voting on it, I don't know if we need to do that.
This is Jack. I can respond.
Go ahead, Jack.
In the wording that originates with Dominga, benefits, medical, dental, life, disability, upon completion of introductory status... That's contingent upon there being a 90-day probationary period, which currently there's no stated policy anywhere that such a thing exists. So the words upon completion of introductory status are dependent upon that. That's why it comes up as a question. The description alludes to a policy which doesn't exist, so that there's a note saying that the policy would have to be approved.
Any other comments or questions? Okay.
Well, Madam Chair, Jack.
Hey, Jack.
Yeah, on behalf of the committee, I would move approval of the draft.
Okay. You're a second?
Second,
yeah.
Okay. Sorry, who made the motion?
Jack.
Thank you.
On behalf of the personnel committee. There's a motion on the floor which has seconded that the PMB... adopt the personnel committee proposal for the executive director job position. There appears to be no further discussion, so if there is, I would entertain a stack, and if there isn't, I would entertain a request to call the question.
Can we just vote?
Perhaps there are no objections.
Are there any objections to approving the proposal from the personnel committee for the job description for the executive director? Hearing none, the job description is approved unanimously. Okay. We're going to go to the affiliate PMB director election. I have to say that I believe there are a few problems in terms of the bylaws and the position of affiliate director.
Point of order.
Go ahead.
Point of order.
Go ahead.
We had agreed to move to the discussion of the turnaround.
I'm sorry. You're right. I put it up below it and not above it. Yeah, you're right. Thanks. Well, then let's get to that. Again, I want everyone to be aware that there is a turnaround proposal that has been 75% completed and developed by the general managers, including the director of the National Archives, and that will be ready to fully present to you. But I am hoping that everyone reads what I have forwarded on their behalf so far. Now, who's going to present this, and what's the proposed time frame on this?
Madam Chair, I'm going to have to contact the people and ask them to come on the call right now. Everyone is aware of the fact that we have been in the process of soliciting and interviewing proposals to help Pacifica not just with its executive transition, but also with turning around the problems that we have in our culture. And what we did on the 21st of November was to select one of the finalists, Jan Glick and Maria Gutierrez, and what they're going to do is make a presentation to the PNB in regard to how they would proceed. So if you can give me a couple of seconds, I will call them, and they will call in, and then we can let them give their presentation.
I have a question from Margaret.
Go ahead, Margaret.
And Carolyn on the stage, please.
What is the time set aside for the presentation and for this particular item?
I just asked that. And I guess we'll have to wait for Rob to come back, but I'm assuming what the information we had received earlier was that the presentation would be no more than 15 minutes, so all board members would have the opportunity to then question.
This is Grace.
The company that will be speaking on and not both. And I think 45 minutes seems reasonable. Grace?
Yeah, I was going to suggest the exact same amount.
Oh, see? I'm sorry. Nia, would you be the timekeeper?
Okay, I will.
And we're not starting quite yet until they get on the call.
And how many minutes was that now? I mean, people are talking. Maybe, okay, maybe I'm going deaf, but I'm not hearing too well here tonight.
45 minutes.
Got you. Okay.
While we're waiting, I could tell you guys that part of my duties as the mom this afternoon were to put up holiday lights outside my house, and I made this magnificent tree with lots and lots of lights, and just about 10 minutes ago, the whole, I blew out the power to my whole house.
I guess it's time to go green.
You need a windmill of your own.
So, there's going to be a reassessment of that plan.
Pete, it was not blown over during the hurricane, right?
Right.
Yeah.
They're so bad on building codes down here in Houston that I have, like, I don't know, 25 circuits to my house, and everything is on one of them, and each of the rest of them have one thing each, so it's crazy.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Mr.
The point of information, was the 45 minutes designed to hear both from the turnaround committee, a turnaround consultancy, as well as the PM?
What I had sent out today was what was ready. There are actually many other documents that fit into each category of the general outline that are ready also. But Anthony wasn't able to join our calls this weekend, and the group is acting as a unit and wanted to wait for his participation on some issues that address programming before they submitted all of their package. So I'm urging everyone to read what's been presented and to be prepared for a huge volume of material very shortly.
So, Madam Chair, this is Nia. I just want to be clear the answer to Ace's question. This is not part of the 45 minutes.
No.
Okay, thank you.
Ifea, question?
Yes.
You've indicated that the GMs and or in the course of this discussion, it's been indicated that the GMs and the archives have participated in this discussion, but no mention has been made of the affiliate program director. And my question is whether or not she has been included. If so, if her contributions are to be included in the package that you are referencing, and if she's not been, why not?
She hasn't been included, and the general managers in the archives are general managers of 5 active stations. They're in charge of the finances, programming, et cetera, of their stations. They run a particular project as opposed to a network for other stations. And so the working committee, and they may meet regularly anyway, and they have been meeting for years as the 5 units, joined often by the archives, and that's why.
Madam Chair, can I, this is Zakai.
Yes, go ahead, Zakai.
I think you expressed exactly why the outside turnaround agency is so vital, because just that kind of closed, limited scope is what we do not need in a network that is in such crisis. We need a broad vision that not only looks at, you know, fundraising efforts, which is mostly what I read in that report that was sent over from the GMs. Hopefully,
right,
the other 25% had something about, you know, increasing listenership, which is going to take us much further. If you're trying to get the same funds from the same limited amount of people, that's not a plan for turning anything around. It's actually a plan for a status quo continuation of the same old same. So I'm really hoping that, you know, someone else outside of this small club, which keeps getting smaller because those meetings were not public, they weren't posted, I haven't seen any notes from them or anything like that. We actually kind of heard about them as an aside when it first came out. So even that shows that, you know, we're forgetting about the listeners who actually are the owners of the network. And we still haven't reported to them what's going on, and the rumors keep flying. So hope we can get some transparency and get a report out to the listeners and get some outside folks in to clean this mess up or help us get some direction so we can clean it up.
This is Margaret.
Go ahead, Margaret.
Yeah, I'd like to remind the board that we are the license holders for 5 stations with 5 GMs who, at least at KPFA, I'm not sure about the other stations, also do regular reports to the listeners. And we have actually hired them to do this kind of job. This is part of what they get paid for. So I really would like us to, you know, show, you know, some acknowledgement and for the fact that the stations that we are responsible for as license holders have taken the initiative to really tackle this task and try to save the foundation some money. So I have a more positive view than my colleague about the meetings. I'm very glad that they're happening. I'm very glad that people are beginning increasingly to function like a network. And as a PNB, we are the license holders for 5 stations. The affiliates are represented on the board, you know, which is a good thing. Not everybody agrees with that, but that's a good thing. And I think certainly any suggestions from the affiliates themselves or the affiliate coordinator or director will be considered, but we are the license holders for 5 stations that we have to share responsibility for.
Carolyn on the stack.
Madam Chair, this is Nia, Madam Chair.
Uh-huh.
May I speak?
Yes,
Carolyn on the stack, please.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
I just want to, I understand what Zakai is saying about notifying the public, you know, we should be open. But let's remember that the general managers, they're not part of a governance body. We and the LSBs are supposed to have open meetings. General managers are managers. Their meetings are not supposed to be open. So if Sherry is meeting with them, there's no violation there. I mean, and in terms of the affiliates, yeah, I do agree. We can get input from there. That I will agree with, but I don't want the listeners listening thinking that the general manager is doing something wrong meeting with Sherry and their meetings aren't open. They're not governors. They're management.
Carolyn?
Yes, thank you. I agree and disagree, actually. The general manager's meetings, I'm sorry that those meetings were so closed and in secret. That is the word that I'm choosing. But on the other hand, they're working on finances, which is appropriate, as Margaret pointed out. And that is exactly the sort of thing that an outside group, a turnaround specialist group, can incorporate into the larger picture for us to say very narrowly, this is the entire scope of our interest and it's the finances, or that is the only scope. That is too narrow, and Zakai's point is well taken, that we need an outside group to pull all of these strands together into a coherent whole. I think we're all looking at this from our own points of view. So I'm looking forward to hearing how an outside group can actually work with these subsets of data and information and plans and wishes going forward. I think that's the task before us. So I'm looking forward to hearing that.
Point of order, Madam Chair. Since I am the timekeeper, it's been 8 minutes. Does someone want to call Robin? She's having a problem.
This is Rob. I believe that Miss Gutierrez and Mr. Glick are on the call now. Jan and Maria, are you there?
This is Maria. I'm here.
Okay. Hey, this is Jan. I'm here.
Okay. So the presenters are ready to present.
Okay. Nia, time.
Yes. Yes. Okay. It is 9:04. Yes.
Okay.
And what is the time?
45 minutes.
9:04.
They have 15 minutes according to the message that you had sent me earlier, and then the board has questions.
Good.
Okay.
Please begin, Marie and Jan, however you divide your...
Thank you, Madam Chairman. This is Maria Gutierrez. We're really very deeply honored to have this opportunity to support you, to potentially support you during what we know is a really difficult time in your organization's history. And both personally and professionally, we really feel a special kinship for Pacifica Foundation for a variety of reasons, and we hope we can contribute in some positive way to your work. I thought I would start before Jan gives a more detailed presentation on how we propose to work with you by letting you know a little bit about the preliminary interviews that we carried out to put this proposal together. As you know, the stakeholders were given the option to participate or not in this discovery process. Some of them opted to not, to decline to be interviewed. We did contact and had really substantive interviews with five of your board members, along with your general counsel and your CFO. We contacted all five of your general managers. We were able to reach, and three responded and made appointments. Unfortunately, none of these interviews ended up taking place. One was scheduled twice and canceled, another was a no-show, and another we're still trying to make happen.